show for you. Then I want to talk about...
Hi, I'm Marlo Mack.
How many years I've been...
That's my daughter.
Making the show, doing the shows, and how fun...
She's 6 years old.
Like that. Like, I'm an actual rock star.
She's transgender.
Okay, I'm ready for the show.
If you heard the first episode of this podcast, you know that my kid was only 3 years old when she told me she wasn't the boy we all thought she was.
I've been working for 20 years now.
And that I spent a year trying to convince her that she was probably just a boy who liked girl stuff.
I've been working for 20 years here and I've noticed that it's kind of hard to act sometimes.
But she wasn't having it. She was a girl. My child loves being a girl, probably more than any girl you've ever met.
See a girl down the street, it is usually me.
Like with a lot of things, I think when you've had to fight for something, it means more to you.
Oh, that it fought to be a girl.
Marlo Mack's not my real name.
Once I did a play where I was a robot.
I've decided to do this podcast anonymously, in order to protect my child's safety and privacy.
Sometimes I'm a squid. Sometimes I'm...
So I'm using a pseudonym to keep my identity secret. My child may want to live openly as a transgender person someday. But I'm going to let her make that decision when she's older. If you met us on the street or saw us in the grocery store, you would not guess that my child is transgender. You'd just see a tired-looking mom accompanied by a skinny little girl in a dress. She would definitely be wearing a dress. I don't think she's worn pants even once in the 3 years since she first told me she was a girl. You might also notice that we have the same long, thin blonde hair. Hair is really important to her. She wants really long hair. Rapunzel long. Along with the dresses, the long hair ensures that she'll never again be mistaken for that horrible thing we used to call her.
Really,
really,
really, a boy. Really long.
My daughter just started kindergarten. I told the staff at her school that she was transgender. But we didn't tell the other parents. This strategy really ticked off some of the moms in preschool last year. When they found out that one of the girls at school had a penis, they kind of freaked out.
Penis.
They said they had a right
penis,
to know.
Penis.
At first, I thought this was reasonable of them, to insist on knowing what's in my kids' pants or skirts, but not anymore.
Okay, please unrecord the penis.
I've thought about this a lot. I don't ask about their kids' body parts or private medical issues. So my kid has a penis under her dress. What's it to you? By the way, none of the kids at preschool had a problem with it when they found out.
Always late.
But this year, we're in a new school for kindergarten. And no one knows. Yet. I keep wondering what will happen when the other kids and their parents figure it out. We live in a very liberal area. The other parents at school seem cool. I bet most of them are telling their children that some kids have two mommies or two daddies. But I doubt many of them are teaching their children that some girls have penises and some boys have vaginas. I know I probably wouldn't have thought to teach my child about this stuff until my 3-year-old began schooling me on all this. Most people are really wonderful about it, actually. Our neighbors and friends welcomed my child as a girl without hesitation. So did my family, once it became clear that this really wasn't a phase.
Hello, sweetie. Oh, honey.
That's my grandmother.
Aren't you sweet?
She's 100 years old. And she was cool with my boy becoming a girl sooner than just about anyone else in the family.
Red skirt and everything.
Maybe when you're that old, you understand that a lot of the things we get so hung up on, like gender, are just bullshit anyway. I asked her what she thought the difference was between boys and girls.
Well, the older I get, the more I think we're alike.
A few of my friends didn't get on board.
Bad princess.
I'm not friends with them anymore.
Floated away in the muddy river.
Great job. Repeat the tone.
Daily life isn't much different than it is for anyone else with a kid who isn't transgender.
You got it. Repeat the tone.
I go to work. She goes to school. We do battle over eating her vegetables and bedtime and how many games she can play on my iPhone. And then there are things that are nothing like your life if you don't have a transgender kid. Like my cognitive dissonance when she had a big erection in the bathtub the other night. Or when I talk with friends who have transgender daughters who are a few years older and are starting their hormone treatments to stave off the dreaded male puberty. Like mine, their daughters would rather die than turn into men. Or when my child staged a play for the family at her birthday party, in which she was a woman giving birth to her baby doll.
She asked me if the baby could wait any longer, and I said, no, I don't think so.
And I sat there watching.
I put it inside my shirt.
With my heart kind of cracking.
And I would jump and push it out. And then she would come running and try to catch it.
Thinking about how little she understands.
So I stick it in my shirt, and then what I do.
And about the things I'm going to have to explain to her. Like the fact that if she really does want to be a woman, she will never have babies of her own. She hasn't got a womb, and the hormones she will take will render her sterile as a male.
And then she said, and then I say, here she comes, and basically I push the baby out, and then,
I just don't want to tell my kindergartner that. I'll have to tell her eventually, but not yet. For now, life is good.
Dog poop flavored ice cream.
I try to keep it silly. After all, tough times are ahead for all of us. I just happen to know a little more, a little sooner, than most parents do, about the kind of hard stuff that's probably in store for me and my kid.
Nobody knows this as far as it goes. Nobody knows this as far as it goes.
I'm Marlo Mack. This is How to Be a Girl. Thanks for listening.
I've been working for 20 years here and I've noticed that it's kind of hard to act sometimes. Like, sometimes it gets easier. Yeah.
You can learn more about me and my daughter and check out my blog at my website, howtobeagirlpodcast.com, or send me an email at girlpodcast@gmail.com.